Welcome to Dracena Wines Podcast. Our wines plus your moments equals great memories. I'm your host, Lori, and this is a podcast about all things wine. Hey, everybody. I am pretty confident that if you are a regular listener to our podcast, you know that we are huge Cab Franc lovers. That is our passion. We discovered Cab Franc by chance many years ago when we walked into a winery in Napa. We were tasting at William Harrison Winery, and the young lady behind the counter asked, "You know, we have a bottle that we don't normally pour, but it happens to be open since we had a special tasting earlier in the day. Would you like to try it?" We answered, "Of course," and it was love at first sip. After asking what the wine was, we began our mission to find more Cabernet Franc. Over the years, we hunted with little success, so when it came time for us to pursue our passion and begin our winery, we knew we would focus on Cabernet Franc. What you may not know is that back in 2013, I decided that I would create Cab Franc Day to celebrate the much underappreciated grape variety. In complete disclosure, I created it somewhat sarcastically. As a wine blogger, I saw all the other wine holidays. Heck, there's National Wine Day, World Malbec Day, Chardonnay Day, Moscato Day, and Merlot doesn't just get a day in November, but an entire month of October is dedicated to it. There's also Sauvignon Blanc Day, Cabernet Day, and Carmenere Day. This is what really fueled my desire to start the holiday. Cabernet Franc, along with Sauvignon Blanc, is the father of Cabernet Sauvignon. They both have their own holidays. It's also the father of Carmenere and Merlot, which also had their own holidays. But where was my beloved Cab Franc Day? Nowhere. So I decided it needed one. So I am on a mission to give Cabernet Franc the respect it is due. I think it is time that the father gets some of that spotlight. It's always fun to think about things in atypical ways. Well, when I think about Cabernet Franc, the song Cats in the Cradle comes to mind. I think it is a perfect song for the relationship between Cabernet Franc and its famous offspring. Before you start wondering if I'm insane, let's just give it a listen. Well, maybe not the usual human way, but definitely the usual way for botany. Cross-pollination is the usual way for this father and son relationship. Think back to your high school biology class when you learned about this. Cross-pollination is the transfer of pollen from the stigma, which is the male portion of the flower of the plant, to the female flower portion of another plant, known as the pistil. Cabernet Sauvignon is the son of Cabernet Franc, the world's most renowned grape variety for the production of fine red wine, as described by Jancis Robinson in the Oxford Companion to Wine, is here solely because of a chance wind that occurred during the 17th century in southwestern France.
Together.
While Cabernet Franc was busy in Bordeaux being a team player and becoming one of the most renowned blending grapes, his son, Cabernet Sauvignon, was making a name for himself. Its popularity gained due to its ease of cultivation, its thick skin, and extremely hardy vines. Cabernet Sauvignon can grow in a variety of climates and tends to be one of the last major grape varietals to bud and ripen. In fact, it ripens about 2 weeks after Cabernet Franc. Although the fact that Cabernet Franc can withstand cooler climates, we have the ability to see Cabernet Franc in many more wine regions. Cabernet Franc tends to be lighter in color and lower in acid than its offspring. These characteristics lead to the general concept that Cabernet Sauvignon is more age-worthy than Cabernet Franc. Typically speaking, Cabernet Franc is best when enjoyed within 5 to 7 years, while we all know how long a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon can be laid down. After some time, Cabernet Sauvignon varietals began to be the vine of choice for winemakers. They were looking for more durable plants that were less temperamental and easier to grow. It became the most powerful grape in the Bordeaux region. What was there not to like? The grape had fantastic tannic structure, allowing the winemakers to produce a wine that would age and evolve for years in bottle. The wine loved oak and began taking on new flavors. And unfortunately, the love of oak may have been taken a bit overboard in some wine regions. It was a full-bodied wine with the right amount of acid and was perfect with food. Cabernet Franc is more perfumey and herbaceous with notes of raspberry, cherry, plum, cassis, violet, tobacco, and sometimes bell pepper. While Cabernet Sauvignon has less aromatics and herbaceousness with notes of blackberry, black cherry, cassis, oak, vanilla, smoke, tar, leather, and earth. Although their yields are similar, with the fact that Cabernet Franc normally buds and ripens earlier, it can be planted in climates where rain is a harvest time threat and could cause vintage issues for Cabernet Sauvignon. But it also can be a negative, allowing it to be more susceptible to spring frosts. They both have a high tolerance to cold winters, but Cabernet Franc prefers slightly cooler weather than Cabernet Sauvignon. Bordeaux is known for a variety of grape varieties, including both Cabernet Sauvignon and Cabernet Franc, but also Merlot, Carmenère, also an offspring of Cabernet Franc, Malbec, and Petit Verdot. But it is Cabernet Franc that is the oldest of the Bordeaux varieties. Originally from the Spanish Basque Country, took over southwest France during the global warming during the last ice age. It is known as Boucher in Saint-Emilion, Boucher in the Pyrenees, Atlantique, and Breton in the Loire Valley. Cabernet Sauvignon is not the most planted, but it is the classic variety associated with the left bank Bordeaux vineyards. The banks are what divides the parent from the offspring. The banks refer to the land masses on either side of the Gironde estuary. The Gironde estuary is fed by two rivers, the Dordogne and the Garonne. On the southwest side of the Garonne is the left bank. On the northeast side, the right bank. Not as widely grown as Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot, Cabernet Franc is a grape from Bordeaux that's frequently overlooked and often relegated as a supporting role, a blending group. It is more commonly found on the right bank in the wines of Saint-Emilion, Pomerol, and Fronsac, and most acclaimed in the wines of Chateau Cheval Blanc, where it is blended with Merlot. Once Cabernet Sauvignon began to gain a name for itself in Bordeaux, it made its way over to the New World and was planted in many areas. But in 1976, in the now historical Judgment of Paris, it was a little-known wine from Stag's Leap in the Napa Valley that beat out the top Bordeaux chateaus in a blind taste test and turned Cabernet Sauvignon into a rock star that left its father far behind and has never looked back. So there you have it. After hearing the song, come on, you have to admit that I'm right. It's almost like Harry Chapin was thinking about the relationship between Cabernet Franc and Cabernet Sauvignon. Yes, there is a Cabernet Day, and technically Cabernet Franc can be recognized on this day. But when the word Cabernet is mentioned, it is not Cabernet Franc that is thought of. So in my opinion, and apparently in many, since my little wine holiday has become a major one and is now internationally recognized, Cabernet Franc doesn't deserve to take a backseat when it comes to wine holidays or in your glass. So why December 4th, you ask? I didn't just randomly choose a day. I wanted a day with historical significance. Cabernet Franc is believed to have been established in the Libournais region of southwest France sometime in the 17th century, when Cardinal Richelieu transported cuttings to the St. Nicolas de Bourgail in the Loire Valley of Bordeaux. It has been growing there ever since. During his political tenure, he was vitally involved in the reform of France. King Louis XIV continued in Richelieu's vision of creating an absolute monarchy. Historically, Richelieu's motives are debatable. Some historians believe him to be a patriotic supporter of the monarchy, while others claim he was simply a power-hungry cynic, which is how he is portrayed in the Dumas novel, The Three Musketeers. Cardinal Richelieu died on December 4th, 1642, at the age of 57. It is on this date that I chose to celebrate the grape, that without him, we would not have. So why not celebrate with us? On December 4th, I will be spreading the Cab Franc love with loads of tweets throughout the day. Read them, learn about the grape and the holiday, and please retweet them. Then, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I will be hosting the annual Cab Franc Day chat. All you need to do is follow the hashtag to be part of it. Grab a bottle of your favorite Cab Franc, or a new favorite, or heck, perhaps a bottle of the founders of the holiday, Dracaena Wines Cabernet Franc, and join in the fun. Afterwards, we will be having a second chat where wineries who produce Cabernet Franc will be online to answer your questions. So come on, raise a glass of Cabernet Franc on December 4th. Sláinte! Did you know that Dracaena Wines now has a wine club? We named it the Chalk Club. Draco was on our label, but Vegas was getting a little jealous, so we decided he deserved to be our club spokesdog. In Las Vegas, betting chalk means that you are betting on all of the favorites. We are betting that we are one of your favorite wineries, so we thought the name was apropos. The club is simple, yet a bit different than most. When you wager on us, we will ship you 3 bottles of wine twice a year, once in April and once in September. You can choose all red or mix of red and rosé. You immediately receive 15% off of all your wine purchases throughout the year, but what makes our club stand out is the progressive discount. Let your club membership ride into the next year. Your discount increases. Each year you parlay your membership, you receive an additional 5% off up to a planned maximum of 25%. Your club shipments are discounted to a flat $15, plus we'll cover your club shipping cost for your second shipment. That's $15 house money in a sure bet for you. So please head to our website, dracinawines.com, and find out all of the benefits of joining the Chalk Club and how to sign up. We've stacked the odds so that you can get our award-winning wines without breaking the bank. Thanks for listening to Dracina Wines Podcast. If you have suggestions on what topics you would like us to discuss, please reach out to us on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, Google, and Periscope as @DracinaWines. I am also on LinkedIn as Lori Hoyt Budd, or email us at dracinawines.com. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite podcast catcher to help others find us more easily. We are found on all of your favorite aggregators. To subscribe easily to iTunes, go to bit.ly/DracinaPodcast. That's bit.ly/DracinaPodcast, and that's a capital D for Dracina and capital P for podcast. Please check out our award-winning wines and find out about our wine club at dracinawines.com. And remember to always pursue your passion. Sláinte!